Yes, he's.
So you're Caitlin, and you are
Megan.
Megan and Caitlin. Okay.
Megan, Caitlin, fake Mike, and Cody.
Fake Mike and Cody.
So terrible with names.
Wait, which one's the fake Mike?
Perfect. This one. The one whose name isn't Mike.
Yeah.
Oh wait, they're both Mike. Fuck.
Yeah, they're both actually. That's why I call him fake Mike.
Yeah, you gotta be fake Mike.
Yeah. Mike, you see it, right?
Mike, do you see it?
Yeah, yeah. I've been called him, and he's been called me.
Good, good. Well, so, how's Will?
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
I was gonna introduce, but then I was like, wait, we normally do a little intro.
Yeah, we do.
We just talk shit for a bit. So, we got fake Mike.
So,
Cody.
Oh, we're back in the studio.
Oh, back in the studio.
For the first time in 3 weeks, 2 weeks? Who the fuck knows? 2 weeks. I don't know how to count. I don't have Corona. I am well. And
they're like, what the fuck? Why did we just get in a room with them?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wait, you had Corona?
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
You have to listen.
I'm just going to walk up to
Corona. That's what I said. I don't have Corona.
Well, I mean,
so you know, I don't have Corona.
Yeah. Great. Not infected.
Just so y'all know, I'm not a psychopath.
We're going to start wearing big eyes on our shirts if you're infected.
Perfect. I thought you meant like googly eyes.
That's what I thought.
Big googly eyes.
I was really excited about that idea.
I'm down for that. Maybe googly eyes if you're not.
A little tiny eye with a googly eye for the dot.
Yes.
Got it.
And that means you're infected. That way there's still a little bit of happiness.
Yeah,
in your life.
You still get to have some fun. Yeah, exactly.
A little bit cute. Yeah. Okay, fun. And roll credits. We have the best theme song ever.
Yeah, it's great.
We didn't make
hello.
It. Hi.
Hi.
We didn't make it.
And
we
welcome.
Did, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah,
welcome
we
to
in
What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we have two guests with us today. Do y'all want to introduce
hello.
Yourselves?
I'm Cody Berry.
That's a lie.
And I'm Fake Mike.
These are all lies.
Okay, that was good.
Wait, did I say the wrong name?
He just went ahead and rolled with it.
Yeah, he did. I did like that. Thank
we appreciate
you.
Well, we're improvers. We do
a little yes and.
I'll get out.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so what is your Cody just listening?
Yeah,
he's
I like that Cody takes direction really well.
Yes, ma'am.
You go with Fake Mike and get out.
Get out. So what are y'all are testing the waters, and we just threw you in to drown. So
yeah, we walked in to do like a test podcast, and they were like, "Hey, we're doing one live." Mm-hmm. And
I was just walking down the street, and they just pulled me off the street, and I said, "Get in here!
Fuck in here! You look like Mike.
Exactly. Get in here, fake Mike.
Mike, you're late.
This is your new identity."
Well, in our defense, we got here around 2:30, and then spent about what time is it right now?
3:15.
Great. We spent about 40 minutes trying to open Caitlin's bottle of wine.
We did.
And it worked.
It did.
Finally,
I lost my one with the two arms. Like that corkscrew, and so then we had to use a bar key.
What does it look like?
You haven't seen the corkscrew with like
it's like
the,
a little man, like it's very
the
excited.
Little one. You know, there was a video during all this whole coronavirus thing, and it was like it riding a roller coaster.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
that was so funny. I had like 8 people send it to me, and I was like, "Well,
I might have a problem." Dude, I found out. I'm actually not going to say that because I think that too many of my friends listen to this. So I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
Well, cut that out, Mike.
That's a great story.
Don't cut it out. It's not offensive. But
I got a drunk story.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go
this
for
is
it.
From last night.
Oh,
go
my
for
gosh.
It. Is it really?
Okay.
Is
so
this
he
making
brought
you want
me
vomit?
Here. What's that?
Is this making you
want
to vomit?
No, I want some.
Okay.
So he brought me
here. We got cups.
Here.
Real Mike.
Real Mike.
Mike the God.
Mike the God.
Call him by his God-given name.
That's
please.
What we call him.
His Mike-given name.
Wait, so what is y'all's podcast going to be about? And then I want to hear this drunk story, but you need
alcohol. We're not exactly 100% sure right now. It may just be us BSing like
that's
right
what we
now.
Do.
Yeah.
Or it may be kind of a character-driven take calls.
Oh, he got Lone Stars.
We were just going to
have that.
They come.
Lone Stars.
They come.
Thank you, Mike. So just kidding. I don't drink.
I'm.
You want wine or you want Lone Star?
I'm trying not to drink.
It's pretty right okay.
What's the rule?
I don't know how much you want, so I'll stop there if you want more.
I've never heard of that rule, but liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Beer before liquor,
wine.
Never sicker.
That's not.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're gonna feel like shit
no matter what.
It's a spirit. Cool.
Wine adds to. Wine has the worst hangovers.
That's true. All
right, so I was pretty. How can I put this without incriminating myself? Pretty. Out of it.
Don't
I should
make that
say.
A rule for yourself.
Out of it. Well, I don't know if my
to not incriminate yourself. We incriminate ourselves all the time.
She might
She's not. I can promise.
Yeah, parents don't listen.
This I can almost promise.
No, actually, I thought I saw mind. Your sticker on the back of her car the other day. So I don't know. I mean,
great.
Anyway, so
she's one of our 27.
I was pretty out of it myself, and then like Cody. He like sends me a message at like, was it 2 a.m?
I don't know.
And he was like, I lost my keys, help. And then, do you remember my response? I said, what would a panda conda look like?
So yeah, you're telling me is you're just hiding, right?
So yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pretty much. And it's like.
You won't incriminate yourself, but we'll do it for
thing.
You.
I had the wherewithal to know that I would absolutely not be any help to him right now, but I wanted to know what a panda conda would look like.
I don't
so
know,
then you turned it on him to have to help
is.
You.
Well, it's obviously a little snake.
Yeah,
panda.
Well, yeah. I thought at the very least I'd make him laugh.
And it opens wine.
Yeah.
Unmatched.
So how did you
no
lose? You said you said there was this story was worth telling.
No, yeah,
tell
no, it's a terrible story.
Okay, okay. Good. Tell
great,
it.
Go for
right,
it.
That
so,
means it's worth it.
Oh my gosh. So there's a guy that's I work with that's going through a breakup. So I was.
Is
like,
it me?
Yeah. I didn't want to. Okay.
Where do
fine.
You work?
It was Mike. Best Buy.
Great.
I don't work at
hey,
Best Buy though.
How much are MacBook chargers?
Oh
because mine broke
every
the other day.
Time,
I'll check in my car. I think
time.
I have one. I think
okay.
I do. I'll check.
It fucking just snapped, and I was like, "Shit!"
Every
buy
time.
One on
come
Amazon.
Come on, Geek Squad.
Than Best Buy.
Yeah,
buy one on Amazon. Fuck that.
No, I'm the janitor. At Best
I've never
Buy.
Walked great. Into yeah. Best Buy ever. So
good.
No. I'm just kidding. My so brother neat. Likes stuff there, so
that's
I have to
good.
Buy him Christmas there.
So
your friend.
Yeah, he's going through a bad breakup. And / getting back together. I don't know what.
I love
they're
those.
At.
Yep.
That's gonna last.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That's marriage.
I feel attacked.
And
well, that's fine. Wait, is it really you?
It sounds like he's got a friend that's going through the same thing as me.
Right? That's
are
why I was trying to get him to meet you the other day, but he wouldn't go into True Love.
Oh, yeah, he's sad together.
We could have formed a club. No, mine was finalized Wednesday morning, this past Wednesday morning. So
was it a divorce or a breakup?
It was divorce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Anyway.
So fun. Was it? What? Is that not great? Is that? I'm sorry.
Good for you.
I'm sorry. Is your life not going to get better by not being in an unhappy marriage?
Well,
I imagine that it will.
Was
so
it
great.
Just one-sided? You don't have to tell us.
You don't.
We're,
yeah, we're getting
you.
Super personal.
It's okay. No, really, it's okay. I just want to hear this lost key story. I just want to.
Oh,
know
go on.
All right. Sorry.
Your
have we also
going
told
a
you
quote
that we're
breakup.
We're professional? Like, what is it called? Ramblers.
Yes. Oh, I'll fit in here.
Yeah, great. we get off topic real fast.
So.
It took Mike like 8 minutes to tell us a joke once?
Yeah.
A 2-minute
that's
joke?
That's true.
Oh, tell us the joke.
It's not
he
worth it.
He shaking his head no? Okay.
It wasn't great. That was the best part is
I'll
that
tell,
there was
I'll
such
tell you
a build up, and then it was like.
What did the, this, boy, guy, this guy walks up to this, this guy walks up to this tattered knot, like this rope that's knotted up and it's tattered, right?
How does a rope get tattered?
Well, he walks up to it and he goes, do you know what you are? And the thing goes, I'm afraid not.
So anyway,
dumb.
This guy, he's going through a bad
so
breakup,
friend.
Right? And he brings up, he
it.
Brings over a lot of Blue Moon for us to drink.
Great. And did he bring oranges or just
because that's
the
only way that
the
beer is acceptable.
No.
Nerd.
No.
Go on.
Just
I don't even drink.
Box full of Blue Moon. A big box full of Blue Moon.
I have a ton of oranges at the house, too.
Great. Y'all really should have met. Y'all really should have met.
Maybe y'all should get
really?
Married.
Yeah, that's going to last way longer than this guy's breakup, get back
together.
I had
together. A gay guy like it was like tell really me. Trying hard to hit on me Friday night.
Was he trying hard happen. To hit on you or was he hitting on you?
No, he was hitting on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was asking me, how do you know you won't like it? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I won't.
Well.
He goes, you don't know.
You
anyway,
don't know.
Go ahead, Cody.
Great.
He was trying hard. I
Chris
respected
told me
that.
He's been
can
gay
we call this
price.
Podcast the time Cody lost his keys? Because I'm going to
no,
tell it
here's
the whole.
Thing.
No.
It is.
This podcast, by the time it's done, maybe you'll finish your story. We don't know.
Here's the other thing. I tend to try to get back on track.
And then I never let it happen.
And I also have a lot of anxiety and hate chaos. I hate chaos. It has to be organized chaos.
I'm just going
to
be quiet.
It works for me and Caitlin because we're organized chaos.
Yeah.
Great. That's what I was really getting at was, shake Mike, can you shut the fuck up? Perfect. That's what I wanted out of all of this. So anyways, everyone else shut up.
Fake Mike.
Let Cody finish this story.
It's okay, but
you don't really have to shut the fuck up. I'm not gonna.
No, my feelings aren't hurt. I'm just
being
patient.
We did say, really being quiet. As soon as you walked in, we said, I don't know, maybe we are really offensive. So
that's true.
You kind of signed up for it.
I'm not gonna apologize.
On these girls that work with us as well, right?
Yes, sure.
And so, I like FaceTimed them. At the same time, one answered in the bath, and I was like, okay.
She wanted y'all to see them titties.
Yeah. That's the comfort level.
Or she was like, wait, why is he FaceTiming me, Randall?
That was a very good power move. And
I do that shit.
And so I was like,
I'm listening, Cody.
Thank you.
I'm listening.
They wanted to go to Putter's trademark, and like, I was just like, I was like, okay, their beer is really expensive, but yeah, let's go. And so we were waiting at my apartment and waiting. And finally, we called them back and they said, we'll meet you over there. We just got out of the bath.
Oh, great.
They did.
No, they didn't say
it. It's a nice friendly bath.
But so we go to Putter's and they're at capacity. We decide to Uber over there because we were already drinking. Yeah.
Right.
Good job. We do respect responsible people on this podcast.
Yes. Thanks.
Because what you don't want to be is on a list of ridiculous ways that people have gotten out of drunk driving or tried to get out of drunk driving tickets.
We've covered that.
Yeah.
Because this podcast used to be about excuses.
That's true.
Now it's just shit talk.
That's right.
Nice. What's your excuse?
Go on.
Exactly. See?
Oh, more I credits. Get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the end of the story?
Was that it?
Nope.
Your fake joke? So,
no, this isn't a joke. This is what happened. I'm telling you, it's not a good story. So, okay. So they're at
two
capacity.
Women were in a bath together. Sounds pretty fun to me.
So Putter's was at capacity. So we were like, you know what? Let's just keep walking. So we walk over to, what's that place? Trojans. And we definitely got
same owner.
Their capacity has to be like four.
We definitely got the Rona.
On a normal day, it's
Trojans.
Four.
For real, it was packed in there. Oh, a long time ago, last night. And
I thought you said it was like 2 days ago.
No, it's
Mike,
not.
Break out the googly eyes.
Yeah, Mike, I'm a huge hypochondriac. What have we done in this room?
Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Joke's on you. I cough all the time as a smoker.
And so we have a beer over there.
This is how the podcast ends.
And then we go to Crickets and have a beer over there. And then we go to, what's that word?
Hang on, I shook your hand.
Yeah.
Am I bringing the hand sanitizer? I'm passing out.
What? Is it? It's not
right. I fist bumped people, I'm just for the record.
I shook your hand, yeah. Give me some too.
Yeah, give me some too.
You gotta sanitize yourself.
Yeah.
Fake Mike?
Oh, why not?
Interested?
Yeah, let's go.
Ow, it's in all of my cups.
Why does it burn? Why does it burn?
It's making it bleed again.
So much.
It burns.
All right.
So anyway,
good.
Long story short, we at halftime, we get really shit-faced. Really shit-faced.
I was like, what football game were you at?
You went on a straight-up bender last night.
Yeah, was, man.
It's better than mine.
We were celebrating his breakup / get-together. And so we got.
Is it the same girl?
Was she there?
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, okay.
It just seems counterproductive to be like, yeah, I broke up with her, but also get back together with her.
Cody, I'm going to be so mad if there's not an interesting part to this.
Is he like very barely 21?
Mm-hmm.
How old is this man?
28, 29.
I still do it, so. Not currently, but I'm just saying.
This is how Chris finds out.
Yeah, no.
No.
His name is Chris.
Oh.
He doesn't work at Best Buy.
Oh, no. Should I have not said that on a
We can bleep it out. We have a fancy bleep.
This would be the most amazing twist in podcast history of this story.
Anyway, that's how we know each other.
Oh, my God.
I like to think the amazing twist of podcast history was when Mark Maron had, what's that guy's name who used to bust
Barack
the.
Obama?
No, he used to bust the watermelons.
Gallagher.
Yeah, he had Gallagher on his podcast. And he asked Gallagher about his offensive jokes. And Gallagher was just like, fuck this, Mark Maron, I'm leaving. He like got pissed and just like walked out. And you just hear Mark Maron being like, wait, Gallagher, don't do this, man. It's like listening to Willy Wonka try and convince a child not to do something that was bad. But anyway, so Chris, you got super drunk. Was that the end of the story?
Was that it?
We got super drunk. And we kept on trying to call these girls because
they haven't shown up.
What?
Yet?
They never showed up.
Cody, I'm gonna let you in on a life secret here, bud.
They never showed up.
They're never gonna.
They
did
okay.
they? Did they ever show
no,
up?
No.
Okay.
It's only been a day.
No.
Have they slept with you prior? Because that could say something.
No. Okay. So these are girls that
your thingy stopped working.
So one of the girls is interested in my friend.
Not that interested, apparently.
That friend?
Right.
She didn't show up. If she was interested, maybe he's interested in her and he's twisted the story
about this.
And it was her friend. I mean, we're all just friends, right?
Okay, great.
So
maybe your friend has a small dick. That's probably why his marriage broke
up. I don't
off.
Know. I haven't
it's
asked
not a marriage.
Him that.
His marriage broke up. Fake Mike is the one going through the divorce. I'm sorry. I mean to say his marriage broke up. He's not married.
I think we've found two new people who hate us a lot.
Can I say something real quick? I used to do a podcast out of Dallas, and I had these two female comics come on, and you girls will never be as bad as those two. They straight up told me to my face.
What a compliment.
They straight up told me to my face on air that the show they were on sucked. So they were absolute B-I-T-T-H's.
Bith?
B-I-T-T-H's. Anyway, what happened?
I just say that about my personality.
You have a really nice radio voice, though. It made me a little sleepy
thank you.
I was like...
Made me sleepy.
Well, no, that's what the whole point of radio is, right?
It's to make you sleep.
While you're on your way to work? On your morning commute?
Population control.
Welcome to the drive time home. I'm your radio host, Mike McBrien. Please don't fall asleep at the wheel. Okay.
I hope you die.
Yeah, then the traffic report comes along.
And they never showed up.
All of them had their radio station turned to this one.
This is fake Mike in the afternoon. Anyway, go on,
Cody. You're our guest. We're terrible hosts. Go on.
And they never showed up.
Rule number one, silence your
Wait, who
two
was that?
O'clock.
Was that who I thought it was?
Was that her?
No, it was
she in the bath?
She's still in the bath.
She's just a prune.
Yeah.
I thought I saw my sister-in-law's
name. She said, did you need something last night? No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say it. That's going to be funny here in a second. But, so...
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
So, 2 o'clock rolls around. Of course, all the bars are closing. Mm.
Right.
And,
as they do.
Yeah. And we can't get an Uber at all.
Really?
A Lyft, nothing. Like, they're all asleep. Booked up.
Oh.
Or asleep at the wheel because they're listening to radio.
Right.
And so we try to call these girls, and of course they're not picking up. So the only person that we can get a hold of is our boss who lives in Hewitt. And he's cool as hell. Like, he's really
technically
cool.
You did get a hold of me.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then I asked you what a pandaconda would look like.
And yeah, that's when I didn't respond.
He's fucking worthless.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And so...
I'm so glad you weren't holding out hope that I was going to...
And so, Chris... I'm not going to call him Chris anymore because we might have to...
he's got fun.
He has bleeped.
We'll
just
call
him
out half an episode.
We'll
for
just
me.
Call him the C word. So the C word is just like...
We're not going to call him cunt all day.
No.
His
what?
His name's cunt.
He's more of a B-I-T-T-H
He's a bith.
Anyway, so the C word was like, let's just walk home. And I was like, no, I'm not going to walk home. That's really far. Plus, it's hot. And who's calling?
My niece. Come on.
You want to answer it?
No.
Yeah, this isn't the best place for her to be on.
Yeah, no, she's 7.
Oh. So. It's a great place to be.
Go on.
Anyway, the C word was wanting to walk home. And so I was like, nah, that's not a good idea. So we call my boss and we get him to pick us up and take us. I'm so drunk, I don't know the directions.
Imagine picking up a couple of your employees.
I don't know the directions to get back to my place. And so he's basically going in a loop. And finally we get to my house after, what?
He's like, hold on, let me just go to Best Buy, break out your personal information, right? And then I'll look.
So we finally get to my house, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where are my keys? They were at halftime. So he has to drive us
back
to halftime. I know.
You lost your job this weekend.
I owe him a lot at Starbucks or whoever.
Hey, well, you know me. I work at Starbucks.
You do?
I do.
Which one?
I have 35 Belly Mills. Oh, no, they already know.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Great.
Perfect. Whoa.
Yeah. No, that's my BB sound. Mm-hmm. The one in front of Orchlin's next to Bubba's.
Oh.
But I'm a 4 a.m. person, so I'm there right at the ass crack of before dawn.
Okay.
Super fun. Right, I'm only there till 9, so I can only get you free coffee till then.
So was that the end of the story? Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey.
And Bryson.
Signing off. But before we do, we're saying... Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by... Sorry, dude. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey.
And Bryson.
Saying have a totally rad day. Late.
We can't find the keys. And
oh, was I not supposed to say
were there still
that?
People still there?
There was like one dude that wanted to get me, can I say fuck? Wants to get me the fuck out of
we
halftime.
We just said cunt three times.
You're good.
Can I say B-I-T-T-H?
Can you say B-I-T-T-H?
Wants to get my butt...
That's the name of the episode, is Biff.
Wants to get Biff my butthole the fuck out of halftime.
Well, so it is like 3 in the morning at that point.
Yeah.
And he was trying to close up.
Yeah. Understandable.
And I was like, hey, have you seen my keys? And he was like, nope, I haven't seen it. See you later.
And, I feel like that's how all men look for things, is to just go
really
like,
is.
That's how my kids do.
Just wave your head around and then go, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you guys
it's
do know.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Go on.
So anyways, I had to spend the night at my
good
friend.
Good to know that they do that for other men, though, too.
Yeah. It is good to know. Yeah.
So I had to spend the night at my friend the C-Word's house last night. And I got woken up by his family, who is... very Latino, and they woke me up and they were like, so do we have like a white kid now, or what's the deal? And I was like,
I mean, if you want,
I was like,
I'm
yes,
all yours.
Please adopt me,
please.
Wow,
y'all don't have our work ethic.
Hey, wait, me,
y'all don't go visit families at gravesites, apparently.
That's true.
Do y'all do that? Do you go see like your dead family at their like go visit the cemeteries? No?
I feel kind of bad, but I mean
I mean it's fine. You don't care about them.
Every time I go there and I talk to them, they never talk back.
I think the only time white people visit them in cemeteries is when they've died in war. Or maybe that's only with the movie shows.
That's the only time that they're
it's always
that their deaths matter.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is like I was really close to my grandpa and I still don't go to his
feathers.
Yeah, feathers. And
Sings
he was
feathers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so that's gonna be my grandpa name.
He always used to get us like ice cream at McDonald's, like soft serve ice cream.
That
and he was
good.
So funny.
They used to
did
call
they
him.
Did they dip that shit in chocolate?
Yeah,
I've been to McDonald's in
like
8 years.
Like,
I thought they just squirted chocolate on it.
So they called him.
Don't say squirted chocolate.
Listen, I'm not talking about shitting liquid.
Oh, I'm just thinking of shit coming out of vaginas.
Oh.
Shit coming out of vaginas?
Why? Oof.
You've never lived. Anyway, so they used to call him Feathers because he was bald, but he had a comb over.
He had a comb over.
Great.
And they said it like feathers.
Yeah. Great.
Which is amazing.
So, yeah, he was a big influence of like being creative and like mm-hmm. I would like he had a piano in his living room, and I would just like bang on the keys or whatever. I was like, let me show you my song. And I would bang on the keys.
Never a real song.
And yep. He's like, just that's chopsticks. Great. Yeah. Just keep going.
See, that's what grandparents are supposed to do is be like, that's great.
Yeah.
Follow that dream.
Oh, that just reminds
me,
I left
like
the ukulele
take
on the
you really car. Far. Don't bring it in.
He don't. He died.
I can play y'all a song if you want.
Nope.
I have a blister on my finger, but I think I'll be all right.
He died. He was buried on April Fool's Day, which okay. was very fitting for him.
Great.
So like, instead of going
joke,
to
joke, I'm
his...
not dead. What? Are we... I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Rest in peace, Feathers. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
He brings his little ashes. I'm sorry.
Go on.
Already going to hell, I know. Wait, now. Are you crying because you're sad or laughing?
I'm sorry. Go on.
A little bit both. My grandma was cremated okay? too, and I can't visit her. So, well, I don't know if Feathers was cremated.
So instead of going to see Feathers' grave, we call them Poppy.
Oh.
So instead of going to Poppy's grave, we like everybody in the family goes and gets soft serve ice cream mm-hmm. on April Fool's Day.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, well, yeah. You're still honoring nice. Him.
Yeah.
So do you still do that?
That's
good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that kind of makes up for week, never going to his grave.
What?
So.
He died last week.
No, he didn't. He couldn't have been buried.
April Fool's? Was that an April Fool's?
Yeah.
I'm great. So confused.
That's a good one.
The best
yeah, the
April
only
Fool's
person
jokes
that
happened
I've known
two
that
months
has
ago.
Died yeah. was, or like, mm-hmm. not only person I've known that's died, the only person like who I would go visit is that was my grandma.
Right.
I keep gesturing. I have a nice little tattoo of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
on your shirt?
On my arm.
Oh, okay.
That's I keep like grabbing my arm yeah. and being called, like, my grandma.
That's just called a shirt of her. If it's
hey,
on
can
your
I ask
shirt.
You guys a question?
I got no. a picture.
Did you have an agenda before we sort of hijacked this program today? Did you?
Good
you was
one.
There was
no.
there was there like there
good
was
one.
There was
we
no
don't have
subject.
Agendas.
We don't. I
there
do
was
look
anything
at Mike.
You wanted
look
to talk
at Mike
about
right now. We don't have agendas.
I just didn't know if there was something you wanted to talk about.
She does have something she wants to talk about
today. But. We spread her ashes at the Austin Wildflower Center, Lady Bird Johnson in mm-hmm. Austin. And the only time that I think I'd probably ever go back there is I want to get married there mm-hmm. when I marry myself because I have commitment issues.
That's right.
Me too.
But I'm just going to get married there in my pretty dress and be like, what up, Grandma?
You're going to be like, didn't Dennis
like
Rodman marry himself?
Rip into me for my relationships.
With what?
What?
Oh,
with
just,
women?
Yeah.
You want us to?
No.
Oh, I mean, we talk about all mine all the time.
You said
2 weeks ago we prank called all my exes.
They weren't prank calls. We just
called
them.
Yeah, we just called them.
Oh, please don't. Because they're crazy.
Let's do it. Bluetooth us in.
Anyway.
Yeah, we only called my non-crazy ones.
And tell us their names.
No.
Go on.
You said you have commitment issues, and I said me too. And he looked at me like, are we really going
oh,
there?
I'm no. I wasn't paying attention to anything. I just kind of spaced out.
He's high as fuck.
Yeah.
No.
He was listening to his own voice just now.
Last night, but not now.
It's
last
so
night,
high last
like
night,
up until 20 minutes
now.
Ago when I smoked
so,
again.
I have woken up high before again.
It's okay.
When I was in Colorado, the last night we were there, we went to a dispensary and, you know, got fucking so much shit that I also could not take home with me. And whenever I was like going on the plane, they make you walk two by two before security with the dog drug sniffing. And I was like, damn, I was like, glad I didn't pack that fucking peppermint bark. I got some fucking dark chocolate peppermint bark. It was 10 milligrams a square, and it tasted so good, so I ate a lot. And then I was already pretty drunk.
Yeah.
So I was crossfaded as fuck. I ate like an entire bag of fucking,
what
are those, hippies? Yeah. And
good.
I woke up, I was high just when I landed in Texas.
Great. Good bird.
And we were stuck on the plane.
We always do it.
We were stuck on the plane for 2 hours before we took off because they were trying to de-ice it. So I had been awake for about 6 hours and I was still high.
Did I ever tell you when we got it's stuck possible. In Seattle?
No.
Because we went to Seattle a few years ago. Remember that?
No.
Okay, great.
I do.
So Ryan, like the band, we all went to Seattle.
Right.
And because they were playing
I do remember y'all going.
Emerald City Comic Con. So we went and we were on our way back. Our friend bought
famous.
This fucking framed poster, like a Foo Fighters framed poster.
Hell yeah.
And this motherfucker, we had to like stand in the airport with this fucking frame.
No.
and watch it. Like, he'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you all watch my poster? And we're like, fuck, okay. And then we, like, this poster was awful all day. And so then we get on the plane and they're like, oh, wait, something's wrong. That, like, and they turn it off. We're sitting there with no air conditioning for like 2 hours on this plane. And then they're like, everyone get off. We're going to get another plane in here.
Did they land first? Great.
Thank God that they fucking.
Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. Well, so right. we hadn't taken off quite yet.
Oh, okay. So, I just thought you were in the middle of the air and they told you to get off.
They just shut the plane off.
That would have been rude.
But so, yeah, it was awful.
It's not fun. Yeah, because we were sitting there and even though it was like fucking 12 degrees outside in Colorado when we were trying to leave, it was still balls hot.
It
on that
still feels
plane.
Hot because everyone is like right up against each other.
And I was all bundled
other,
up.
Like,
can I just say something, guys?
I did pass out because I'm still high enough. So,
Have we stopped you yet?
Just say no to drugs.
Great.
No. Okay. So I was at this really interesting open mic last night in Killeen.
It's in Killeen.
And it was this place called very funny young man named Jason Ball. He runs the open mic there, and it's this place called Cup of Joe's Coffee Shop.
Clever.
And the room that you do your open mic is about the size of this room we're in right now. So it was like
people in there.
It was a microphone.
Both of you are infected. Get the googly
eyes. It was a microphone in a corner.
Get the googly eyes.
It was a microphone in the corner and like 17 comics and like two of their girlfriends. So that always sucks when you're doing comedy in front of like other comedians because they like judge you really harshly. Right. They don't want to laugh.
Like, I'm so fucking better.
So, but you know what's interesting about this place? They had a little children's room.
Yeah. But it's true.
They had like a room that said, it was like something on the side that said,
they had a children's room in a bar?
It was a coffee shop. So.
Wait, that doesn't make it better.
Bring your kids, sit them here. We'll take care of them while you go get shit faced.
I think it does make
That's
it better.
It looked,
it's a coffee
no.
shop.
Well, okay, but.
The sign said kids play in here, and it was all dark in there. It looked like the 2020 equivalent to the windowless van. It was really weird.
They just have a trail of candy leading to it.
Here's my concern. You guys have been around a lot of people in the past couple of days.
We all have been.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Are either of y'all concerned with that?
No. So
I announced at the beginning of this episode that I was safe and I didn't have corona.
I'm so proud of you.
And no, don't fucking touch
don't
me.
Don't touch me again.
But now I'm starting to rethink my announcement. Caitlin, are you rethinking the announcement of not having corona?
Maybe I haven't. I think I've had it for 8 years now. So
I think I already had it.
I also do think I had it when I was in Vegas.
Okay.
Because remember how I was very
You get
sick.
Around. Jesus, Colorado, Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, well, I go to Vegas for work.
She's a rambling man.
I haven't even been out of Bellmead in a while.
Wait, you went to Killeen yesterday.
You just said you went to Killeen, which is basically Bellmead.
You got me.
I'm sorry. I have four jobs.
I'm a big liar.
You have four jobs?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I run a business downtown, a boutique, and I go to Vegas twice a year for market.
Can you tell the name of it?
Yeah, Gray Apparel. Fucking go buy all my shit, please.
Okay.
But we can't go this year. We found out. They moved the date back to September 30th through October 2nd, and, like, I need all my fall clothes by end of September, so, like, it's pointless.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do all my online. And then also it's probably just safer.
Yeah.
And then also sales have been down because we've been closed.
Yeah,
but,
true.
Anyways, so I do that. It's fun. Love it there. I also work at Starbucks, and then I teach color guard at two high schools. You would never expect that. Can't say their names.
Yeah, no, God, no.
Cannot be traced back to this.
Ooh, thank you.
But
just tell us what towns they're in.
I have to say the greater Waco area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Buffalo?
So.
Yep. She travels here once a week.
I do. And just to do this podcast.
That's right.
Nope. I was supposed to go to New York when all this corona shit happened.
Talk about what you wanted to talk about.
The other day, my employee came in.
By the way, are you hiring right now?
No, actually.
I'm out.
She just said they lost a bunch of money during corona.
We got...
You sell clothes?
I do.
Men's and women's clothes?
Only women's. Yeah, we've tried to get into... I guess I do have some unisex, like, Baylor t-shirts. So if you're into Baylor...
I'm into sex.
I'm out, man. No.
Same.
Go ahead.
But, so, what was it? Oh, yeah.
Employee came in.
One of my employees came in. I told her I wouldn't use her name. She had texted me. She's typically one who's, like, notoriously early. Mm-hmm. She's, like... she's like a solid 10 minutes early every day.
Okay.
And she texted me probably like 30 minutes before her shift was about to start and was like, hey, I'm going to be late. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, you're always here early. I don't care, really. There's also nothing going on mm-hmm. because we don't have shit coming in right now.
Right.
And then she gets to work and she goes, she was like, I'm so sorry. I just had to poop so bad. She was like, wow. I had to stop at my grandma's house.
Oh my God. This girl was about to shit her pants.
She was like, I just had to fucking stop. And I was like, what? And I told her straight up, I said, I'm going to put this on my podcast, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, okay. But I was just so impressed that she just walked in and was straight up like, I just had to poop. I couldn't. And I was like, been there. Like,
do you know what?
We also love to talk about our poop.
Then you high-fived and then I'm thoroughly washed each other.
It always surprises me every time. And then like, you took I a bath girls together. Poop, but it always surprises me every time.
I'm girls just do like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
So here's the thing. You know, I've always been someone who's very open about my poop habits. Poop. Yeah. I'm very open about my poop habits. I poop 4 times a day, at least.
Yeah, I have pooped 3 times today already.
Yeah. What? What? Yeah. I'm sorry that your bowels are so clogged.
They might be.
You should go to the doctor.
3 to 4 times.
3 to 4 times a day is healthy.
At least once a day? 3 to 4 times a day is healthy.
Yes.
My first Thank wife you. Was like Thanks. That.
No.
Oh.
Do you poop once a day?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Great. See,
I knew someone who pooped once a week, and I was like, girl, how do you not feel like dying all the time?
You should start vomiting your shit up at
that
point.
Poop. Like, if I don't poop for a day, I like in the worst.
Do you guys do what I do and take pictures of it and show it to Cody Berry?
You know what really blocks me up?
I have taken pictures of it before and sent it to people.
Have y'all I don't think they've sent their poop to me. I think I've
not to you, not to you. But I've sent it to other people.
I keep offering. He doesn't want to look at it.
No.
I had one friend who
he's
just
like,
had
do you know what
streak.
A duck? Mm-hmm. Do you know what a double decker is? And I'm like, I do. I do. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see
it. Upper decker.
Upper decker.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you shit in the tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So hey, do you guys like improv?
I like the inflection that you just put on the word improv. Improv.
Improv.
So that was nice.
Improv.
No, because me and Cody, we're part of the Brazos Theater improv group.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Oh, you do know
yes.
that.
Is that how we know each other?
That is how we know each other.
Okay.
That's right. I'm very close with Kamie.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yes.
She had me on Facebook. You know that?
She is so nice. I love Kamie. Yes. Yeah. I am very close with Kamie. And we met at Rocky Horror when Aaron was in it, I believe. I believe that's correct.
She
yes,
probably
because
cares
then
about
we
us
all
enough
went
to
out
actually
to eat
listen
afterwards at BJ's.
It's only your friends who listen.
We did.
That's true. No, you did not.
Oh, okay.
All of us went.
Okay.
And we said, "Don't invite that Cody guy."
You did not say.
No,
don't
obviously
invite
we
totally
didn't.
Totally
clearly, we didn't do that. We were like, "Guys, let's go out to eat." I know we just met this Cody guy. Fuck him. Don't invite him, okay? Deal.
No, I said, let's go
No,
out
we
to
went
eat.
To Fuego.
I was I'm cleaning sorry. Up the kitchen and putting stuff in the cabinets and refrigerator and stuff. And I was like, let's go out to eat, guys. And I
we
turned
were
around
all gone.
And they were all gone. No. And the door was like.
And there was a note that said, we went out to eat without you.
They
don't
can't
ask
see
us
you.
Where.
It just said, fuck you, Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, that's how we know each other. Why are you asking if we like improv?
I don't know, because I'm really proud of the work we do with our improv. I think
oh,
it's
you just
good.
Wanted to shamelessly
yeah.
plug.
Yeah, for
I did
real.
Audition I for the improv. What is it? G Troop at Baylor. I auditioned uh-huh. for that once.
Yeah, we got hit hard
yeah,
too.
I did not
by
get
that.
Accepted.
They're funny over there. Yeah.
They actually
they're
are.
They
really
are.
I really love.
They're very talented.
I've really
shows.
Been wanting to do mm-hmm. the.
I was not
what's the thing in LA?
Invited.
Groundlings.
The Groundlings. Mm. I want to do the Groundlings in
yeah.
LA.
I think
like
everyone who
classes.
Does improv wants to do that.
Yeah.
But so was there anything after that shameless plug or was
No,
that-
I was just gonna invite you ladies to come out and watch it sometime.
Well,
oh,
so-
I've seen
oh,
you
I'll
go watch oh, you. Okay.
It wasn't after that. It was after that guy came. The guy came to town from New York. His grandmother lives in Marlin,
oh,
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was whenever he came. That's when
Man,
he
Man, everyone famous. Jesse Plemons from Marlin.
No, Jesse well, Plemons is from Rosebud, I believe.
Oh, I thought they said Marlin.
Or Mart. He's from Mart.
He's from Mart,
Mart.
Yeah.
Mart.
That's what
yes.
it was.
Yep.
Something M-A.
So, hey, you said you have a famous boyfriend?
I don't have a famous oh. boyfriend.
I said that.
You said that.
Is he, does he play in a band?
Yes.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question?
You know who he is.
Love him.
How... How
you
do,
know him.
How does
One
your
of my
famous,
besties.
How does your famous boyfriend feel about improv?
Not good.
No. Ryan has no sense of humor.
Ryan, I'm just kidding. Ryan doesn't even know what jokes are.
Wait, so. How do we know who he is? You said we'd know who he was.
Oh, this is a game I like to play sometimes, is I like to tell people that you know them and then and then wait for you to figure it out.
Ryan!
No, you're lying.
I have no idea.
Why did I get excited for a second?
Knew it immediately. It was a lie.
That shit, dude.
See, you
no
do
one
know
gets
him.
That
he
excited
is
about
in
Ryan.
Married with Sea Monsters.
Okay,
that's right. And Ryan.
I only met Carrie from Married with Sea Monsters.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, I've never.
She's
is this a band?
Beautiful goddess.
Yes, this is a band.
Carrie's cool as hell.
They did the Mary Jane stuff for Spider Gwen. A few years ago, and so we were able to travel with them to go to like North Carolina for a con and go to Seattle for another con. His name is Ryan. He plays guitar. He's great.
He's very good.
He likes wrestling. That's mainly how you know him, I bet.
He loves wrestling. Too sweet. That's what we do.
I don't.
And he's always so proud of me.
Though.
He goes,
yep.
I'm well versed in wrestling, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Greek Roman or like
pro wrestling?
I don't know.
I'm not going to entertain this question.
Okay.
So the other thing that I had on my list was, this happened a long
time
ago.
Oh, wait. I wanted to talk about my poop issue.
Okay, talk about your poop
issue. So here's my issue that
I have. You don't have to.
Is that I don't care.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Here was my issue. Is that years ago, I have always been very open about my poop. But the problem is that people would always look at me or think that it was disgusting or judge me. Suddenly, it's become so acceptable for girls to talk about their poop. And it's like, oh, she's weird and quirky. And I'm like, no, we just shit. It's not weird and quirky and cool. It's just doo-doo.
Oh, my God.
And I got judged so hard. Wait. Rub that into the wood,
I know. It'll give it a nice cherry stain. Mike, I spilled wine in here. But, no, I just remembered that one time So well,
who's
at the
one
time,
coughing now?
And, like, anyway. Suddenly, oh, it's always me. Yeah. It's like suddenly guys think it's like, oh, it's weird and quirky and cool. It's like Zooey Deschanel. No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's just poop.
Wait, this ties
go
in
on.
So well.
Yes, go.
One time I made a Twitter account called #girlspoop2.
She cleaned it up.
I cleaned it up.
I don't think it's weird or cool. I just forget that girls poop sometimes.
No, but not you. But like suddenly like it's guys easy. Are like, she's like one of the guys because she poops. And yeah. I'm like, well, that didn't start recently.
Cody's saying he forgets that women have a human body as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
we're fucking goddesses.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I went with because we're objects.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're ethereal
why can't it be
beings.
Both?
Yes to both?
You did.
Why can't it be both?
I mean, so, honestly. Because a lot of times, like, you know, if I'm hanging out with somebody that's a girl, they're
oh,
like,
no,
I'm going to go.
All girls poop.
I'm going to go freshen up. I'm going to go freshen up.
What? Are you hanging out with 80-year-old girls who say things like, I'm going to go freshen up?
I'm going to go
powder
my
nose.
I'm going to go freshen up.
I got the vapors.
Yeah. Who are you hanging out with? I've never used that phrase in my
say,
life.
Where's your bathroom?
He's into cougars.
And yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't talk. I've dated men way too old for me.
That's true. Go on.
That was it.
That was it?
So,
no.
Yeah.
You started to talk about
say,
hanging out with
your
grandma?
Where's your restroom?
Where's your powder room?
Yes. Where's your ladies' room? I need to hit
the
loo.
Does it got doilies in there?
So.
Where's your toilet seat cover?
Yeah.
Did they ask that?
Why doesn't it match
your bathroom?
Fucking bath mat.
Do you have handles on the sides of your...
Yeah. Dude, why is this my handicap accessible?
Last Sunday when I hurt my back, I haven't been able to walk for like the past week because I am an 80-year-old woman, mm-hmm. apparently.
Why did she hurt her back?
She hurt herself freshening up.
Yeah.
She was taking a bath with a friend in FaceTime.
That's right.
No, when you say freshening up, you hurt your back taking a dump?
No.
Like you really like squeeze one too hard?
It did
as
hurt
if you
to poop.
Before,
it did
right?
hurt to poop though while it was go happening on. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even poop.
Oh God.
But
I don't know what I would do.
No, my tub, thank God, has one of those bars.
Yeah.
And it was so helpful.
It is.
Because I couldn't like I first off
do you
when
live
I tried
in a
to
hotel?
Shower. Yes. No, I live in a condo. But it's like it is kind of I guess I don't know. I'm sure he I don't know why.
Well,
it's
probably
way.
Fixed up so that if he wants to like do it as a game day suite, he can.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, go on.
And so I mean it was just nice. Oh, my cord is stuck on something.
Oh no.
I hate when that happens.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over.
When I couldn't stand up straight and I had to shower like this, it really helped. And then when I was trying to get out of the tub, it helped a lot, too. But so my Twitter account,
yes,
it was hashtag all women poop. And I got so much backlash from the feminist community because
all people should accept it.
I know. And they thought that I was making a joke, but I was like, wait, but I'm actually, and I fucking tagged Zooey Deschanel and like everyone, and I was just talking about like all the different poops and shit that I had. And I got a lot of people like hate mailing me. I got like actual death threats. Yeah, and I was like,
see?
Okay, first off, this isn't even famous. I got like 2 likes on this tweet and it's my roommates. So like what?
What would prompt someone for a death threat over saying women pooped?
Well, they thought I was making.
How
a
dare
joke
you
feminism.
Tell the truth? I mean,
if we've learned anything from this,
you're leaking all our secrets.
If we've learned anything from this administration, I'm gonna go with people hate the truth.
That's true.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
my dad, he did pop up on Facebook. We were talking about someone's parents on Facebook.
Great.
I don't know y'all's political beliefs, and if they don't align with mine, well,
we don't care.
You know what's funny is you could tell how old somebody is.
Mine are very clearly on my shirt.
Based on their Facebook post now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
My dad's very liberal.
Yeah. Really?
Love him to death.
So like a lot of people on my Facebook.
I can't even be mad about him. He sent me fucking something about swallowing the other day. Ooh. And I went, Dad. What?
Oh.
So I'm like, Dad, you can hear about me taking it up the ass as many times as you want. Like,
I can't.
Yeah, you can't. I'm sorry.
You can't take it up the ass?
Yeah.
No, I can't listen
she
to
can't
her.
She can't listen to how I have taken it up the ass.
Oh. Times.
I can't listen to
double
the idea of your
all
dad.
My fun things.
I can't listen to the idea of your dad sitting in his car, falling asleep to your radio voice, and then listening
and
to you talk about double penetration.
Yeah.
How
I'm
up
a
the
daddy
ass.
Myself.
This is Fake Mike on the afternoon drive time. We're going to be talking about... your daughter taking it up the ass.
Yeah, see? That's what I can't handle.
Okay, wait. No, Mike, label this one Dad. Please don't listen to this episode.
He's counting how many titles you've given him. 3 so far. It's been 3.
Whatever the last one is, so that's what we'll stick with. But
sponsored by Quip.
Sponsored by Quip. That's right. That's my electric toothbrush that I use.
Same
to
here.
Flick my bling.
You know, it has
do
a 30-second timer
toothbrush?
So
you
that you make sure that
toothbrush?
You brush for 2 minutes.
So you got to really get in there real good.
Do you
good
have an
so
electric
you
toothbrush
can
you can
seconds.
Occasionally stick up your ass? It's got a 30-second timer on it to let you know when you're done sticking it up your ass.
So we've talked about 2 minutes. How...
With the bristles?
No, you use
up
the other
ass?
End.
That go in.
So, okay. Well, okay, we've
that's
talked
a to- scrubber at that point.
Mike is just like, you've gotten too inappropriate.
I have an ad read.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
This is from the Waco Escape Room.
Are they still
news.
Sure they want their ad read?
Breaking news. This Justin. Get in here. 25 cents.
We interrupt our anal talk.
Get in here for 25 cents.
25 cents.
All right. So, superhero tryouts. City Escape 2020. Who doesn't?
They were going to do that right before the lockdown happened.
Yes.
Like a superhero across the city.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know about this till right now.
Do we
so...
read this whole thing?
It literally says breaking news at the top.
Yeah, that's why I
it
said.
Is. That's why I said get in here for 25
I just thought
cents.
You had Tourette's.
I thought you said get in here.
For that's what I thought you said.
Get in here.
I said get
I was
in here.
So confused.
I was trying to sell newspapers like,
yeah,
well,
no, now I get it. Now I get it. 25 cents. We need a union.
Yeah. Somewhere so the Waco escape room people are like, just read our copy.
So the world's premier superhero team, the Super Squad, has announced their retirement. Oh, they're retiring. Aww. How old are they?
Is it Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy?
Superheroes for so long. The major world leaders are demanding a replacement team immediately to protect us from the threat of future supervillains.
Like the Trump?
Greg Abbott. Go on.
Due to the lack of response, we are having open tryouts.
This is going to lead to the best superhero team required. Ever.
This is just like what in Deadpool 2.
You got a cool outfit? Come on.
It was his. Fuck, what's his name? I don't know. But he shows up and he can't do really anything.
Yeah.
Love it. Those teams interested in the position must sign up and complete the superhero identity test as well as its mini challenge. Is this One Punch Man? Okay. That's what this is.
All right. So she just threw that.
I'm just going to do 100 push-ups a day and I'm a superhero.
Oh, as well as mini challenges. Qualified teams must exhibit high levels of the following.
Like, I don't know if we were the best option to read this
out.
Do you want me to take a crack at it?
No.
Okay.
No, shush. Teamwork.
Because I'll put people to sleep.
Adaptability.
Communication. That's what I majored in.
Intellect.
That's what she majored in. And perseverance. Neither of us majored in that one.
I'm good at that one when it comes. No, I don't know. I'm only on sex jokes now.
Yeah.
Superhero Tryout is a massive citywide event blending the concepts of The Amazing Race. Hey, we talked about that in episode one.
I like The White Amazing
Race. With elements of the escape room craze. What was it? Because I couldn't think of. I was talking about Ninja Warrior.
Oh, I like The Amazing Race. You know, it works on intellect and physical capabilities. That. We heard you.
We just chose to ignore it.
Escape rooms place you in immersive experiences where you must work together in a group ranging from 2 to 10 players
Escape rooms are fucking hard.
Yeah, especially with the more people you have.
Yeah, because then no one's listening.
No one.
Not if you're a superhero.
It's like having a podcast with 4 people
just
on.
Just bust through the fucking wall.
Or complete the task at hand in less than 60 minutes. 60. Oh, you're out of wine. She's
too late.
Out. It's empty.
I knocked your grape juice over.
You almost knocked my empty bottle over.
When is it, Caitlin? I'll just ask you these questions.
When? Waco, Sunday, June 28th. Okay, June
28th. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's July. I was like, if we already discussed this, Mike, that's a Tuesday. But that's June 28th, 2 to 6 p.m.
Where?
7-Eleven, Washington Avenue.
7-Elevens everywhere.
All 7-Elevens are taking place in this. Please show up.
It's not an actual 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven Washington Avenue Waco,
Texas.
Why did they build a 7-Eleven there?
Locations around Waco to be announced.
Adults, here's how much it costs.
Yikes. $40 per day. Kids. Jesus. Kids are $30. No one spends that much on their children.
But you should.
But
consider
you should.
It. It's a great
Think
family
of the children.
Event. Mike, I'm trying in here. Kids 6 and under are free.
There you go. Get
Games
you a freshborn.
As large or as small as you would like. But I thought it.
Only up to 10 people.
Wait, hang on. Don't call them
2
fresh
to 10
born.
People.
That's so gross.
Fresh about the womb.
Hey, this one's fresh.
How old is your freshborn?
It's recommended that your team be able to fit in one vehicle.
Oh, well, we're
so
out.
So get a clown car to truly work together in a collaborative effort.
What if you lose your keys?
If your team is larger, make sure you can communicate often with teammates in different vehicles. Mm-hmm. Mike, why did you choose
this? Tickets are
this?
Selling fast. Book as soon as possible because a sellout is expected. No cancellations or refunds. Here's the fine print. I'm just going to read it really fast,
really
okay?
Fast, yeah. Ooh,
no cancellations or refunds. Bookings can be transferred to another person if needed. Each participant will need a valid ID. There will be a mixture of driving and walking portions of the game throughout the city. This is a family-friendly event. Families are encouraged to play together. All of the puzzles and places are kid-friendly. Each participant will be required to sign a waiver at registration. All players must be present with an ID at registration. Assemble your team and register now.
Mike, speed that up. Yeah. So it's super fast. Like them.
Yes.
Like them. Off Perfect. Auction people. Why did you choose us for this?
What?
I can't hear
Micro
you.
Micro Machine?
The oh, little baby I cars? Oh, well, they're fun little
things. The guy's name is John Machida, if I'm not mistaken.
So, anyways, do we need to also...
Oh, We also do have a regular donor to this podcast, and that is Waxed Bear.
And I just set up my first appointment with her on Tuesday to get my eyebrows done because I found I'm starting to draw my eyebrows on thicker because they're growing quite a bit, and I'm getting some Eugene Levy brows coming down.
Those are real full.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let her rip all of your hair out.
Yeah.
She's real good. She's real good at ripping your hair out. So. She can do balls too.
Yeah,
she can.
So, are y'all interested in that?
Yes.
No, balls? Honestly, I have waxed really blonde eyebrows.
Well, okay. I said balls.
Don't get those waxed then.
Yeah.
I'm saying bad that. Plan. Like, dude, do you she have does eyebrows? My Brazilian.
Yeah. Do you have eyebrows?
And she told me specifically that she can rip out ball hair.
Are you telling us you have blonde eyebrows on your balls? Because that's what we were.
Cody has an eyebrow deficiency. He doesn't like to talk about it.
That's fine. Look at it. I have really bad eyebrows naturally. Blonde? That's why I draw them on.
Julie can take care of blonde balls. Blonde
some
balls.
Of them are red, some of them are blonde.
It's a disease.
Does the curtain match the drapes?
Sometimes. Depends if I'm happy or not.
Dude, I was going to say that.
That seems like a disease. I was totally going to say that. You should see a doctor.
Whatever it is, Julie can rip it out. But she can wax your whole entire body. She does my eyebrows. She does my armpits. She does my coochie.
Nothing's worse than hairy genitalia. It's the worst.
It's the worst. On women, because I can do whatever I want.
On anybody.
I don't think I would ever wax my balls.
I would. I
sometimes
would totally do it.
Whenever I can't get to it. Julie, it gets real long, and she goes, God damn, girl.
And then she just rips it out.
She rips it right out.
I'm not saying it's not your choice. No. I'm just saying it's the worst. That's all.
It's not the worst. It's just,
it protects you.
That's just like
natural.
Your opinion,
that's
man.
That's what like underwear is for, though.
No.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what underwear is for.
Also, most female underwear like causes actual issues for
that's
women
true.
Unless you're wearing 100% cotton.
Really,
that's so, very true.
Yeah, like most of our cute little thongs, real
those
bad
aren't
for
good
vagina.
For you. No,
no.
Yeah.
No.
What about when I wear a thong?
Probably not good for you either.
Yeah.
Not good for anyone.
Yeah. Mm. So, anyways, the other thing that I was going to talk about was something that happened quite a long time ago, but one time I had a sex dream about Trump.
Oh,
wait.
That's hot.
No. It ended with me killing him. I seduced him so
Caitlin.
I could kill him. So, yeah.
You praying mantised him.
I did.
I love it.
Yeah. And so that was real fun. But, like, I didn't talk about it for a long time because I was like,
well, yeah, no.
But,
why would you?
But then, you know,
wait,
I thought,
did you have sex with him or did you say, come here, big boy?
So we were on, like, a private jet or something. And I, like, you know, seduced him enough and then choked him out. Like, you know, like some fun choking turned to bad choking.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know that your hands could fit around that neck.
Yeah, it doesn't really
okay.
have one.
I'll kill him. Mike had to step in now.
Can we clarify that this is not part of either ad read?
Oh, no, yeah. Our ad reads are done.
Yeah,
this ad is not related to the ad.
Julia doesn't want me to have sex with Trump, and neither does break.
So come on down to Waco
him.
Escape rooms where you can discuss your dreams where you've killed people.
What do you think an escape room is?
Yeah, what do you think an escape room is?
It's on a jet. This was actually
a PJ.
Part of my escape room experience. Ooh. No. But yeah, I realized I never talked about it on here. And I totally had a sex dream about Trump. But like then I just ended up killing him. And then
so y'all
that
never
kinda helped me.
Intercoursed.
No. I got off.
I like that you went with the childlike. You almost did it.
I almost did it.
And then did not.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
real
just
restraint.
Just so we all know where we're at.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
No. Yeah, no. He didn't penetrate me.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Love how uncomfortable that word makes everyone.
It does. It got real
it's
quiet.
Not the word. It's the idea of
you
yeah.
don't
yeah. yeah.
I imagine yeah. that his fucking dick is as, like, flaccid as his face. Like, just
ugh,
wrinkly
that is
in this
a very
like,
good word
hey,
to describe all of his like skin.
His everything's flaccid. Just so droopy, and then I just imagine that it's just like this little like.
Do you think? Do you think the inside of your vagina would be orange after that?
Yes,
covered in Cheeto dust.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just Cheetos.
That's
I'd
hot.
Have like this. It would be like he ate me out or something. I don't know on my period, but just with Cheetos.
Ugh.
So what's up with these masks?
The masks.
Yeah, we've already talked about
we
those.
Don't, yeah.
Listen to episode 23.
We don't decorate here.
Wait, what episode
that's
are
not
we
our
on
job.
Now?
Fuck, we're getting like borderline close to like a big number, right?
almost 40.
Yeah, so we're getting to like 50.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We're going to take over Waco Improv or whatever it is.
Please, we don't know what it's called, but we are going to take it over.
Hey, I've had half a bottle of wine and two pickle beers before I got here. God. So,
ew.
Hey, they taste kind of okay.
Pickle beer?
They taste kind of okay, so I drank two.
Well, I have to get them out of my fridge, so someone's got to drink them. Chris says they're disgusting.
Remember those beers that I brought to the 4th of July party that were like super good?
My date night or whatever.
No, it was not that. It was not play date.
Play date.
But it was by Prairie. It was their like sherbet flavored.
Right.
Well, I've had that. I've had that. That's good.
I do love me some Gozas.
It is. It's very good.
It's very good. Yeah.
I love definitely. Play date too, and I don't though. Like beer, so it was very like surprising that I drank them.
I had play date recommended to me by what's her face at True Love.
Great.
Just kidding. Her name's Courtney. I know her name.
Oh, okay.
She recommended it to me, and I said, damn, bitch, you know my palate. She doesn't work there anymore. She doesn't?
She doesn't.
No, I don't think
so. Really? I feel like there's like 18 art pieces I don't know. I mean, around I have that bar, so I'm just like.
There are.
Yeah.
There are quite a few.
Quite a few. It's kind of creepy. I don't know. Fuckboy Joe's dating her now, so. Leave that note.
So, did you have anything else you wanted to discuss?
No, my only two notes were employee being late for pooping and Trump sex dream.
Great.
I had three fingers up there.
Good. That's good.
So,
yeah, you did.
So,
that's how I lost my keys.
Great. You've been waiting. Here's what I like is that you've waited 59 minutes and 38 seconds.
I told you that's how it was going to happen.
Because you knew that you were going to make that joke. So you've just been sitting here. Here's what I imagine you've been sitting here being like, oh, this is going to be so good. Oh, I have to talk now? Okay, great.
Pause.
Oh, I can't wait to let this out. I can't wait to make my
it's
joke.
Called the long game.
And that's how I lost my keys. That's what I like is the idea that you've just been sitting here stewing
waiting
on it.
For them.
Yeah.
So did y'all have anything y'all wanted to?
I like that I can see your fingers in here where you held it.
That's right.
She made this cup for me.
I did.
Buy her cups.
Can I? Have one?
No, you can buy it from her.
Oh, can I?
I bought.
Can I ask you a question?
I bought all my cups from her.
Can I have one?
No.
Oh, can
nope.
I thought it might be different for me.
No.
Buy one so you don't have to drink out of solo cups.
Okay,
that's right. So, did y'all have anything that y'all wanted to? I mean, we're running long today.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but we do improv at the.
Cut it. We're bye. You can find us on Instagram.
No,
go on.
You can find our improv group on Instagram, I think.
Yeah, I think so. No, we got hit hard by the coronavirus, too, and so we got really close to shutting down. So we're taking donations. And
we were doing Zoom shows, and believe it or not,
I know.
I am a playwright, thank you very much. It was said on local news that I was a playwright. So
yeah, Rogue are you? Media.
Yeah, I shared y'all's event on Facebook.
There you go. I'm a playwright. Yeah. And I was telling someone last night how that news interview I did, at the end of it, I dedicated the show to my haters. And
Amen. That's all we do.
And they cut it off, but if you could have seen the reporter's face, it was hilarious. Was there anything else you'd like to say? Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this show to my haters. And then he just sort of looked at me and went, you got a lot of those?
Great.
That's really like, I was really proud of myself.
Good.
Anyway, so, brazzastheater.com.
That's what I was going to ask. What's y'all's Instagram?
Yeah.
Do y'all have an Instagram or was that just a joke? Facebook.
Here, shut me hold up. On. I'll look it up.
Great.
I do a lot
you
of
don't have an Instagram? You don't know?
I mean, I do have an Instagram, but I don't know what it's called.
What?
I'm on Instagram,
I don't know
too.
What my name
seems,
is.
Seems effective.
I think I'm Mike _ McBride.
I think my name is just Cody Berry. Is it not?
Guys, how do y'all not know your Instagram handles?
Cody.berry1.
I'm
really not on there a whole lot.
Cody.berry1.
I was actually asking if Brazzas Theater Group had an Instagram because that's what y'all have been plugging.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going with.
That's what I was going with. And then I don't know how we devolved
it's just
into
Brazzas
this.
Brazzas Theater, just all one word, Brazzas Theater.
Okay, Brazzas Theater.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Is on Instagram.
I guess I can follow
They're
you
also on
something.
Facebook. And be on the lookout for Fake Mike and Cody's podcast.
Brazzas. Nope.
I think that's what it's going to be called. I don't know. Fake Mike and Cody.
I'm a big fan of Fake Mike. And,
I don't know if I'm a big fan of Fake Mike yet.
Oh, I found
it. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to high five you, Cody.
Dang it. Come on. So, it was so close that time.
It wasn't. Hey,
there we are. And there's Kami, your friend Kami, yeah. right there.
Is Melissa in that photo as well?
Yeah, she's at the corner right there. Yeah.
Yep. So that is all that y'all are going to plug. I guess your Instagrams that you don't know and Brazos Theater.
Brazos Theater this Friday night is having a Father's Day trivia show that I'm hosting there.
Is it actually? Okay, yes.
It's so going to have a bunch of father-related trivia.
Oh, shout out to my friend the C-Word who is going through a tough time right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out to you, cunt.
What about Fake Mike? He's going through a tough time.
Shout out to Fake Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Only cunt.
I wasn't fishing for that, but thank you.
You definitely
Only
were.
Cunt yeah, is the official name of this episode.
That's not the official name of this episode. I am going to veto that.
Okay, what was my last one? Dad, don't listen to this episode, please.
Yes.
God, for the dear God love of Dad.
So, happy Father's Day, Dad. Don't listen to this episode. Yep. So, here's what we need to do is we need to plug ourselves.
Yeah.
Like a tampon.
Hey.
So you can find us on Instagram.
At What's Your Excuse Podcast. All one word.
No spaces. No apostrophes. No, yep. Or you can find us on Facebook.
That is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because.
We're not animals.
That's right.
You can become a patron on Patreon, and that is patreon.com/.
What's Your Excuse Podcast?
Yep. You can send us all of your stories, talk about your poop, talk about your Trump sex dreams, talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, tell us how you killed Trump.
That's right. By the way, Big Brother.
I forgot to tell my Trump sex dream.
Big Brother, if you're listening, we are clearly just kidding.
We'll pause. I'm not.
Okay.
I'll fucking murder you and I'll go to jail for it.
Nope. Go ahead and bleep that out because I don't want to go to prison.
I don't really
you're okay talking about dreams. If you
we've
talked
had a
about,
whole dream episode.
If you talked about how you would do it, then that's where you can get into some serious trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that side, that administration only wants to follow freedom of speech whenever it's
supported. It's written somewhere like the Constitution. You can't even like joke about killing the president.
It's written in the Constitution. And there's some, like, you can talk about dreams.
No. Well, you can talk about dreams.
You can't.
It said not even in jest, I believe, is the terms they use. Yeah.
Well, Trump, one time in my dream, I halfway fucked you and then I choked you out. So,
does he listen to this show?
All right.
He does.
He listens to this? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Trump, hi.
That's why we dedicate it to our haters.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to us on
Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
and Google Podcasts. And Stitcher.
That's right, Stitcher. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, we got to write that list down.
Yeah.
I was going to say how you remembered that.
So we need to thank our patrons because we need to give them a shout out. It's been a couple of weeks.
We love them so much.
Yes.
So we have forever in our hearts Ashley Harrison, even though she's.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like she's dead. She's not.
Yeah, R.I.P.
She's not dead.
But.
Her and Feathers.
We still have.
Yes. We have. Brian and Amanda
Harmon.
Yes, I'm sorry. They were talking and distracted me.
Brian and Amanda Harmon.
And I will call you out.
We love them forever.
Yes.
They're so great, along with Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Another one of our biggest supporters.
Yes, and Vanessa.
Sice.
That's right.
And then also
Shelby.
Shelby. So
thank you guys.
Really lovely Patreon donors.
For supporting us.
Beyond their value.
Tell your friends to listen to us.
Yeah. Shove it down their throats.
Stuff. Yeah.
Follow us. Don't post anything.
Nope.
Real bad about that. Yep. I run 4 Instagram accounts. It's hard.
So that's it for this week.
We love you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Rest in peace, Feathers.
Rest in peace, Feathers.
Rest in peace, Feathers.
Thank you for having us on today. That was
fun. There you go. There's your test episode.
That's it. That's your test.
You don't get to try again. We're all leaving after this.
Yep. Mike is actually
already
gone.
Mike says we're done.
How do we do? Oh, no. Oh, we have to go?
Yeah.
Oh, they're making us leave.
They're making us sleep.
Okay,
get out.
Yeah, we're done.
It's like when School of Rock. When
goodbye.
He's like, they're sweeping the floor now. You know.
I have no idea what.
Make that the end
you don't
sound,
know School
please.
Of Rock?
They're sweeping the floor now. Get out of the way.
Hey, when do we start?
Yeah.
Never. You're done.
What's your excuse?
She can't listen to how I have taken it up the ass every time.
What? I'm sorry that your bowels are so clogged.
They're sweeping the floor now.
They're sweeping the floor now.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.